Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Multiple law enforcement agencies involved in a chase leading to an arrest for several charges. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call on Thursday afternoon from a 47-year-old man who was a passenger in a vehicle, saying a vehicle was ramming their vehicle from behind, attempting to force them off the road. According to Sheriff Scott Matheny, a 27-year-old woman was driving a blue 2008 Chevy van along with her 47-year-old passenger, while her 31-year-old husband was pursuing her in his vehicle and ramming it from behind. The couple had recently had an argument when the 31-year-old husband, James Johnson, threatened to harm her because he believed she was having an affair with the 47-year-old man. The wife got into her van and drove away. He proceeded to follow the van in his 1990 Cadillac sedan on Peaceful Valley Drive. Deputies learned that the couple had stopped two times along the road where they continued to argue, and Johnson began threatening to kill them with a knife. At one point, Johnson attempted to take the keys away from his wife, causing a cut on her finger. Finally, the two fled on foot from their vehicle. Deputies arrived at Peaceful Valley Drive, where they found Johnson getting into his sedan and leaving. Upon arrival, they activated their lights and attempted to stop him from leaving the area, but were unsuccessful and a pursuit ensued. Johnson led the deputies on more than a two-hour chase through Campbell County, through a portion of Sheridan County, and ultimately ending in Johnson County on Tipperary Road when the suspect ran out of gas. As deputies approached the vehicle, the suspect refused to give himself up and threatened to kill himself. After a long period of unsuccessful negotiation by the deputies and the Buffalo Police Department and the chief, they called for the Special Response Unit and K-9 Boris to assist in his apprehension. Matheny said as the SRU arrived, Johnson finally agreed to surrender. Once in custody, Johnson was evaluated by EMS and transported back to the Campbell County Jail. Sheriff Matheny was grateful to all of the law enforcement agencies who assisted with the incident, including Campbell County EMS, Wyoming Highway Patrol, the Buffalo Police Department, the Johnson County Sheriff's Office, and the Sheridan County Sheriff's Office. Even with all the different agencies involved, he said the operation went smoothly and all law enforcement agents acted with great patience and discretion.
They exercised great discretion and patience and great tactics, too. All the people that were involved did a great job, and it was a smooth operation.
Johnson was charged with two counts of aggravated assault for ramming the vehicle and for threatening them with a knife, domestic battery, eluding, and reckless driving. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.